Now, after 3 months in strict lockdown, Melbourne is about to take the first big step towards freedom. Premier Daniel Andrews revealed on Monday that the city will move to step three, that's similar to New Zealand level two, tonight at 11:59pm.
I'm very pleased to be able to announce that from 11:59pm, Tuesday the 27th of October, all retail will open. Restaurants, hotels, cafes and bars, they will reopen as well. Indoor, there'll be a maximum of 20 people seated. Outdoor, a maximum of 50 people. Beauty, personal services and tattooing, provided you can wear a mask, will reopen.
Premier Andrews also announced larger group sizes will be allowed for weddings, funerals, religious services and gatherings at home. Indoor venues like cinemas and theatres are still closed. For many, the wait has been long enough and journalists wasted no time getting to their key concerns.
Can I confirm that what you're saying is that we can finally get back on the beers?
I don't know that I'll be drinking a beer tonight. I might get a little higher up the shelf.
And celebrations are in order across Victoria. Monday was the first day since the 9th of June that the state officially recorded no new cases, following a week with zero new deaths from COVID-19. There are just 91 active cases across the state, which recorded over 700 new cases a day in early August.
A day of zero cases is an amazing achievement, and it belongs to every single Victorian who has stayed the course and done as I've asked, worked with me and my team, a team that is 1,000 strong, who are doing first-class work.
Taking further announcements about allowing people to visit family and friends, they're expected later today. The government's taking a cautious approach. Regional Victoria has been in step three since mid-September. Tonight, those restrictions will ease further. At this stage, metropolitan Melbourne will remain separate from the rest of the state, but Premier Andrews outlined further easing of restrictions will come into effect on November the 8th.